Today's shiur is Masechta Krisis on Daf Chav Vav. We will begin on Daf Chav Hei Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amid, the second last word on the line, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah on Chav Hei Amid Aleph, Chayavei Ashamais Teluyin Peturin, that if a person was chayv in an Asham Tolui and Yom Kippur passed over, he is no longer chayiv to bring an Asham Tolui. The Mishnah actually had started earlier. Chayovei chatois v'ashamois v'adoin she'avar aleim yom kippurim chayovin lahavi la'achar yom kippurim. And then it said v'chayovei ashamois tluyim p'torin. In other words, if a person was chayiv in a chatos, or he was chayiv definitely in an asham, and Yom Kippur passed through, the halach is he still has to bring it after Yom Kippur. However, if he was chayv in an Ashim Talui, which comes on a suffix, and Yom Kippur passed through, then he is potter. Ask the Gemara, Minohani Mili. How do we know this last halacha, that for chayv Hashem is Taluyin, you're potter, even though the person experienced the Yom Kippur? Amar Rav Lazar said, Rav Lazar, Amar Kra, the Pasuk said, Mikol chatoseich lufnei Hashem. This is a Pasuk in Vayikra Perik, Tez Zayin, Pasuk Lamed. And the full pasuk is, "Kibiyoyim azeh yichaper aleichem latar eschem mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titharu," that on this day Klal Yisrael will receive a kapara for all their averes in front of Hashem. They will get tahara purity. So we learn out from that pasuk, from the words mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem, that chet she'ein makarboy el amakam, an avera which only Hashem recognizes that the person has done that avera, Yom Kippur Mechaper. That is an avera for which Yom Kippur is Mechaper. An Ashim Toli is something where a person doesn't know, did he do an avera or not? He had two pieces, let's say, in front of him, and one of them was chalev, one was shuman. He ate one, and he doesn't know if the one he ate was the chalev one or it was the shuman one. So he doesn't know if he did an avera. The only one who knows he did an avera is Hashem. And that's what the pasuk is saying. If you did an avera, which is lifting Hashem, which only Hashem knows you did an avera for that, Yom Kippur is mechaper, you don't have to bring an Ashim Toli. The Sfas Emes points out that earlier on Daf Testament Beis, we learned that the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that an Ashim Toli is brought for someone who knows he did a chet, but he doesn't know precisely which chet he did. Did he eat chalev or did he eat nicer? He has a suffix, what is avera? He knows he did an avera. So this was emes, clears a shiloh, he has a question, whether that will go into what we have just learned. Is that called a chet she'ein makar boy ela hamokim? On the one hand, the person knows in this case that he did an avera. But on the other hand, he doesn't know which avera. So is that considered something that's a chet that only Hashem knows, and therefore it will have the kapor of Yom Kippur, and in that case, he will not bring an Ashim Talui? Or since the person knows that he did a chet, but he doesn't know which one, it would not go into this category, and he would be chayiv in an Ashim Talui after Yom Kippur. So has the Sfas Emes a question. But definitely on the other type of Ashim Toli, where a person doesn't even know if he did a chet or not, only Hashem knows whether he did a chet or not, that definitely Yom Kippur would be mechaper. Amar Rab Tachlifa Avua de Rav Hana, and here the Mesoras Hashas in Ois Hey tells us that we're not goris the words in parentheses, bar tachlifa. Rav Tachlifa, the father of Rav Huna, said, Mishmei de Rav in the name of Rava, Kadmesa, the earlier halacha, which we quoted from our Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated that chatois v'ashomis v'adoyin, she'avar aleim yom kippurim, chayavim lahavi l'achar yom kippurim, by a chatas or an asham vadai, there you are mechuyiv to bring after Yom Kippurim, just like you were mechuyiv to bring before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur doesn't absolve you from that responsibility. And earlier on this Amid, we were looking for the source for that halacha, and we brought two sources, one from Rabdimi and one from Abaya. Now, Rava is saying that Kadmesa, that earlier limud for a vadai asham and for a chatas nami loy tesei, you should not come, as we turn to the chav vav amid aleph, lemif shete, you shouldn't decide what the source is for that halacha that you are mechuyev to bring a chatas or an asham after Yom Kippurim. You should not decide at loymit Rav Dimi. You shouldn't take Rav Dimi's source, but loymit Abaya, and you shouldn't take Abaya's source. Because on both of those sources, as Rashi points out on the top line here, the Gemara on Chaf Yamid Beis had questions. The Gemara gave terutzim, but Rava considers them a doichik teretz. It's not a excellent teretz. And therefore, don't learn from them. Elamiha, learn it from the very same place that we're learning out now, that in Ashim Toli, you don't have to bring after Yom Kippurim. How do you learn it out? Because since we learned from the pasuk of Mikol Chatoseichem Lifnei Hashem, and we learned out the Chetche in Makaboy El Amokim, that Yom Kippur Mechaper, Yom Kippur is Mechaper for an Aver that only Hashem knows about and you don't know about. Umina, from that itself, from that source for Ashim Tolu, that Ashim Tolu is Potter after Yom Kippurim, we can figure out that Chetche in Makaboy El Amokim, who do Yom Kippur Mechaper? When is Yom Kippur Mechaper only an Aver which only Hashem knows? Avul de Yodabo, but if the person himself knows, like in the case of a Chatas, or an Asham Vaday, where he knows that he has to bring a korban because he knows definitely he did an Aveira, Loi Mechaper, in that case, it's not only Hashem who knows, the person himself knows, there Yom Kippur will not work. So you don't need the sources of Rav Dimi and Abaye, which had questions attached to it. Use the same source that Asham Tali is Potter after Yom Kippur to be Mechayev, Chatas and Asham Vaday after Yom Kippur. Rav Tachlifa, the father of Rav Huna, said in the name of Rav another halacha in this inyan, that Chayve Malkish, Avralem Yom Kippur, Chayiv, that by Chayve Malkish, which went the person experienced Yom Kippur, he will still be Chayiv lashes after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur will not absolve him from the lashes. That's simple. Why should Malkus be any different than a Chiyav Chattas or an Ashim Vadai, where the person knows that he did an Aver for which he has to bring those Korbanis? So just like there, Yom Kippur doesn't absolve him from bringing the Korbanis, Yom Kippur should not save a person when he has a Chiyav Malkus either. Says the Gemara, no, Salkadatachem, and I would have thought, Hasam over there by the Chattas or the Asha Mamainahu. He has a way to receive Kapora by paying for it, by buying a korban. So there, Yom Kippur doesn't mechaper him. When you have a alternative of spending money and getting Kapora through a korban, Hashem wants you to bring the korban, and he will not let Yom Kippur absolve you of that chiv to bring a korban. Aval hocha de gufahu, but here, where it's lashes on your body, a maloy, I would say that Hashem would allow a person to substitute the lashes with Yom Kippur, that he shouldn't have to suffer through the lashes, k'mar shemalon, that the only time Yom Kippur absolves a person is only by an Hashem Toli, where you have a suffering and only Hashem knows. But in a case where you know your chayiv, whether it's to pay money for a korban or whether it's to receive lashes on your body, kamash malan, that Yom Kippur does not absolve you in those cases, and you're mechuyiv either to bring a korban in the case of chatas or Hashem, or to get lashes. Ask the Gemara, Vo'anantanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Shuas, and Beis, that the Sotir, the goat that was sent on Yom Kippur La'azazel, Hoydevaloyhoyd, it doesn't matter whether the person found out about his Avera or he doesn't know about his Avera, the Sotir La'azazel is Mechaper. Asay Veloysa, I say, whether he transgressed by not doing an Asay or he was over on a negative prohibition, Yom Kippur helps with the Sotir La'azazel. He receives kapor, so we see that Yom Kippur does work for a loisase. That's the Gemara's question. You're telling me, Rav, that Yom Kippur does not work for a loisase. Here we see from the Sotir La'azazel that it does. Answers the Gemara like Kasha, this is not difficult. One place he was warned. And if you're warned not to do it, and you're told the Einish, the punishment, and you do it anyway, then you have to get the punishment. He was not warned, he was just transgressed the prohibition. But he didn't get any warning, so if he didn't get any warning, he's not going to get any Einish. So when do I say that the source shall azazel absolves him? That's when he wasn't warned. So there's no Einish. However, where he was warned, and there is an Einish of a Malkus on the Laisase, there Rava maintains that Yom Kippur will not be Mechaper him. He will have to still undergo the receiving of Malkus. Elamiyat, if so, ask the Gemara, if you're telling me a rule, that wherever a person doesn't know whether he did an Aveira or not, Yom Kippur's Mechaper, and like an Ashim Tali, and he won't have to bring the Ashim Tali, I'm going to ask you five different questions, and the mnemonic on these five questions are found in the parentheses, Simon, a sign, a mnemonic for the five are Yoledes, we're going to ask a question from a woman who gives birth, Mitzora, a person who has Saras, Nazir, we're going to ask the question. Saitu, we're going to ask a question. And finally, Be'egla, we're going to ask the question from the Egla Rufa. In these five cases, we're going to see, apparently, that even though the person has a doubt, and only Hashem knows, yet they must bring a korban. Even though they experienced a Yom HaKippurim. The first case that the Gemara asks from is Safek Yolades. A woman gave birth to a fetus, and it's not clear whether this birth is considered a birth or not. Sure. And on that, she has to bring a chata so'if that comes on a suffix, she'avra le Yom Kippurim, and she experienced a Yom Kippur, lo'itesi. She shouldn't have to bring that chata so'if after Yom Kippur. Why? Do'a kippur le Yom Kippurim? Because Yom Kippur was mechaper, dechet, she'ein makaboy ala makamhu. According to your definition in Ashim Toli, that a chet at the Rabbeinu Shalom is the only one who knows Yom Kippur's mechaper, then why isn't it mechaper over here for this woman? And yet we learned in our Mishnah, as Rashi points out, Beferish, that on this chet asoi, for a suffix yeledes, after Yom HaKippurim, she is mechuyiv to bring it. Amar Rav Oishia, so Rav Oishia answers, because the pasuk says, L'chol chatoisam. Actually, if you look in the Perek there concerning the Sor LaZazel, in Perek Tezayin and Vayikra Pasuk Tezayin, and again in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it uses this terminology of L'chol Chataisom. But if we look in the Rabbeinu Gershom here, he's Goyres L'chol Chatoseichem, and he says Kolomar Mikol Chatoseichem. What Rabbeinu Gershom is referring to is the Pasuk that we brought on the bottom of Chaf Hei Amid Beis, Amar Rabbi Lazer, the three lines from the bottom, Amar Kra, Mikol Chatoseichem Lefnei Hashem. That's in that Perek Tezayin, but it's in Pasuk Lamed, and it's not Chatoisam, but rather it is Chatoseichem. So we'll go with the Girsa of Rabbeinu Gershom. Even Rabbeinu Gershom had to amend that the pasuk didn't. The Gemara is not quoting the pasuk exactly. The pasuk says Mikol Chatoseichem, and the Gemara, the way Rabbeinu Gershom had the Girsa was Lichol Chatoseichem. But the Rabbi Yishai is saying I can be medayik from that pasuk that Rabbi Lazar used on Chaf Hei Amid Beis that a Ashim Tolui Yom Kippur absolves a person from bringing the Ashim Tali, we can deduce v'loy l'chol tumaisa. Since over here the Yoledis is bringing a chatas oif on a suffix concerning tuma, on that we can say that Yom Kippur does not absolve the Yoledis. Ask the Gemara, Rab Shimon ben Yochai Damar. We find Rab Shimon ben Yochai in Mesechta Nida, as Rashi brings down on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, that he says that Bishah Shehi Koiras Leled Nishbas Shaloi Tizkak Labalo. When she crouches to give birth, the pain of childbirth is so great that she makes a shvuah that she will never again have relations with her husband. And this is a shvuah, obviously, which she's going to break. So for making an invalid shvuah, which she's going to break, she has to bring a chatas. So according to Rav Shimon Yochai, we're not only discussing here tumma, but we're actually discussing chet. Rav Shimon Yochai Dama Yoledes Chetasi, because of that shvua ma'ikla meimar. So over here, our question comes back that why does she bring this chatas oif? Let Yom Kippur absolve her of that responsibility. I had a question which I found that the Be'er Sheva asked this question. The suffix over here is whether it was a viable child or not. But either way, when she was giving birth to that suffix, the pains, the labor pains that she had, caused her to make that shvua. So on that, there's no suffix. She made a shvua that she won't have relations with her husband. And we're only trying to say that Yom Kippur absolves a person of a suffix. Here, Lachar, she made the Shua. How could the Gemara entertain the Hava Minah that Yom Kippur should be Mechaper on that? The Rachroinim answer that most women forget that they made that Shua. It's only Hashem who knows actually whether she made the Shua or not. And that's why even according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the chet of the Yoledes is still shrouded in suffek, whether she actually made that shvua or not, and therefore it's again a chata saif that's coming on a suffek, not of tumma, but a suffek of an avera. The Gemara's question comes back, let Yom Kippur absolve her of that responsibility, and yet we find it doesn't absolve her. So the Gemara answers that even according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Yoledes kiko maisi korban lishtaruye b'achilas kachimu. The reason she brings a korban is for tahara, and that purification allows her to eat kachim. Until she brings that korban, she is not permitted to eat kachim. The loyal kapara masi, it doesn't come for forgiveness, for atonement. As Rashi says, the hamechapra b'shas leida, and the Bach in Ois Dalet says that the word b'shas should be b'tsar leida, through the pain that she goes through during birth, that is mechapra her. So she's not getting kapara, according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, from the korban. The korban is for tahara, for achilas kachim. Ask the Aruch HaNer. We're going here. The whole question and answer is according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says clearly in Nida Lamed Aleph Amid Bey says Rav Shimon ben Yochai that the chet is that she made a shvu, and that's what the korban is coming to be mechaper. How could the Gemara here say, according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, it's not coming for kapara? Answers Aruch HaNer. What the Gemara is saying is it's not only for kapara. It's for two reasons. If there would not also be the inyan of tahara, which purifies her le'ishtaruye b'achilas kachim, and it permits her to eat kachim, if it were not for that, for the kapara alone, she would have sufficient with the tsar leida. It's only once she's bringing it for the achilas kachim, the purification for the achilas kachim, so we say that the korban comes also for kapara. But it comes out that the main purpose of the korban is for permitting her to eat kachim through tahara. And in Mela, once again, we don't say that Yom Kippur will be mechaper, because Yom Kippur is only mechaper where the whole main purpose of the korban is only for kapara, and not like here where the main purpose is really for tahara. Amrav Ashi Afananda Amitanina, we learned like this beferish in our brisa. Isha sheyesh lechatos oiv sofik. She's bringing a chatos oiv because of a sofik. Varvali Yom Kippurim, she experienced the Yom Kippur. Chayev es lovi lachi Yom Kippurim, like our Mishnah. She's mechuyiv, but the brisa adds v'mnei shemachshar to lechol b'zvachim, because the purpose of this korban is not kapara. The purpose is tahara, so she can eat kachim. On that, Yom Kippur is never mechaper. Yom Kippur is only mechaper on a suffik aveira like Ashim Toli, whose purpose is kapara. Since over here the purpose is machshar to lechol b'zvachim, Yom Kippur is not doesn't absolve her of that responsibility, and therefore she has to bring the korban even after Yom Kippur. Elamiyata, if so, the Gemara now asks the second question from a Suffolk Mitzayra. Suffolk Mitzayra, Shavar Lov Yomar Kippurim Lemaisi. A Suffolk Mitzayra, Rashi explains, is, for example, by a Baharis, which is a white spot. So if the hair comes the white hair comes before the white spot, then he is Tohar. He's only Tameh, he's only a Mitzayra, if first came the white spot, followed by white hair, that would make him Tameh. So let's say there's a suffix in which order it came. So the halacha is, as Rashi brings from Masechtas Nazir, Daf Samach Amid Aleph, that he has to bring in this suffix, a chatos ha'oif. And the Aruch HaNer proves from that sugya that he has to bring it even if the suffix lasts for more than a year. Now, if it lasts for more than a year, it means there was a Yom Kippur in that year, and yet he has to bring the chatos ha'oif on this suffix. So the Gemara is asking, if a Yom Kippur went through, if he experienced the Yom Kippur, loy maisi, he shouldn't bring it. Why? We're talking about an Avera, which only Hashem knows whether he is a Mitzayra or not. And you said that just like an Ashim Toli on that, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, it should be Mechaper here too, and we see it's not Mechaper Amar Rav Aishia said, Rav Aishia, no, the din of Mitzayr is different. L'chol chatoisam, v'loy l'chol tumaisam. And again, l'chayr, according to Rabbeinu Gershon, will be gairasir, l'chol chatoseichem, and according to Rabbeinu Gershon, it's the pasuk where we have on Chaf Yamid Beis at the bottom that Rabbi Elazar said, we learn out from Mi Kol Chatoseichem that Yom Kippur is only Mechaper on a Chet which Hashem knows. V'loy L'chol Tumaisam. Here by Mitzayra, we're speaking about Tumas Mitzayra. On that, if he's a Mitzayra, he has to bring the, even B'Safik, the Chatos, because Yom Kippur is not Mechaper for a Safik Tumah. Ask the Gemara, why are you looking at Mitzrayim as a Tumah? V'am Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Am Rav Yochanan, Al Zayin Dvorim Negoyim Boyim. A nega comes because of seven avers. And what's the simon we have in parentheses? Gagag. Three avers have to do with the Ois Gimel and Shashlatz. Four averis that start with shin and another shin and a lamet and a tzaddik. And what are the seven averis? Let's start with the three that start with gimel. They are gilui arayis, illicit relationships, gasis haruach, haughtiness, gezel, stealing, and then shashlatz, which stands for shvichas damim, murder, shvua shav, making a shvua in vain, a lamet stands for lashon hara, speaking Lashon Hara, and the Tzadik stands for Tzoris Ayin, a person is stingy. So we see that the Mitzayra comes for one of these seven Averis. So if so, why don't we look at it as a Chet and not as Tumah? Answers the Gemara, similar to what we had before. Mitzayra ki maisi lav l'kapora maisi. The Mitzayra is not bringing it as a Kapora, as Rashi says, because the Nega that he have with everything that goes, that he experiences through the Nega, that already gives him a kapora. The whole purpose of his korban is elish daruye bachilus kachim, which is to bring the tahara from his tumah so that he can eat in kachim. And in mail on that we say, mikol chato seichem, yom kippur's mechaper, but not when it has to do with being matur him in achilus kachim, an inyan of tahara. On that, yom kippur will not be mechaper, and he'll be mechuyev to bring the chatas misafik. Elamiyata continues the Gemara to ask a third question. Safik Nazir. Sha'arvarlov Yamakipur Mle Maisi Korban. Rashi says, what's the case of Safik Nazir? He had a Safik whether he became Tomei or not. And again, from the Gemara in Masech de Nazir, Daf Samach Amud Aleph, we see that one of the Korbanos he has to bring is a Chatas Ha'oif, and he's bringing that even for having a suffix, and the orthoner again is medayik from the Gemara there that he brings it even if he had a suffix for more than a year. And during that year there was a Yom Kippur. And yet the Gemara says that he has to bring the chatas ha'oif. The Gemara is asking here, suffix nazir, sharvel of Yom Kippurim, loy maisi korban. He shouldn't bring a korban. Da kippur Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur was mechaperim. The chetchein makabo el ha-makamu. It's again a case where it's an affair where only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that he did, whether he became tamei or not. And yet we see the Gemara Nazir says that he has to bring the korban. Why is it different than Ashram Tolui, that Yom Kippur is mechaper? Amar Rav Aishia, according to the Shita Mikabetzis, in Ois Yud, L'chol Chataisim V'loi L'chol Tumaisim. Again, like we had in the Gemara before, Yom Kippur is only Mechaper for a Suffolk of a Chet, and here it's an Inyan of Tumah. On that, Yom Kippur will not be Mechaperim. Ask the Gemara, the Rav Elazar ben HaKapra, the Omer Nazir Chai. Do we have Rav Elazar ben HaKapra in the Gemara in Tainus, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that a Nazir is doing an Aveira? Why, as Rashi brings down, six lines from the bottom of the right-hand column, Shetzir Atzmi Minayayin, that he obligated himself to have pain by abstaining from wine. So he's considered a chayta, a sinner. Hashem doesn't want a person to do that. So Mayak Lamemer, if it's coming for a chet, so then our question comes back, let Yom Kippur be mechaper. Answers the Gemara, Nazir ki kamais korban lav l'kapor maisi. The Gemara gives a similar teretz as before. The Nazir, who's bringing the korban, is not bringing it for a kapora. For a kapora, Yom Kippur would help. But here, Rashi explains the nivel, the disgusting manner in which he looks after being a Nazir, that itself is a kapara for him. And now we're going to learn according to the Shita in Ois Yud Aleph, which the Shita tells us is the way Taisus and Saita on Daf Tes Vav is Goyrus, not the words that we have in parentheses, we're going to skip those words, but rather the words in brackets, Elo Lemechlo of Naziris Taharahu. The purpose of the Korban by a Nazir Tameh is not for kapara, but rather it's in order that the new cycle of Naziris of Taharahu will be able to take hold, and first we have to remove the Naziris of Tumah, and that comes through the Korban that he is bringing. So since it's not for Kapora, it's just to help start the new cycle of the Naziris to Tahara, that he has to bring, even if he experienced Yom Kippur. On this Yom Kippur, we will say, will not absolve him from the responsibility of bringing a Korban. A fourth question, Elamiyata suffix Saita, which Rashi says to mean every Saita, there's a suffix, whether she became Tomei or not, whether she, after her husband warned her not to go into seclusion with the man, and Adam saw that she went into seclusion, and yet we still don't know, did she commit adultery or not? So there's a suffix whether she was nitma, whether she became tamei because she committed adultery or not. She'avra le'yom kippurim, and she has to bring a minchas kanois, she has to bring this mincha, and let's say it was after Yom Kippur, lo'itesi, she shouldn't have to bring it. Da'kibra le'yom kippurim, because Yom Kippur was mechaper, dechet she'en makarboi el ha'makayim, because it's a chet which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes, and yet we know that she does bring a korban. The Meforshim asked that L'chayra here, the Saita herself knows whether she committed an Avera. We don't know. Why is that called an Avera which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makir? Ayin and the Rabbeinu Gershom, who offers an answer to this question. Amar Rav Ishia, said Rav Ishia, the same teretz that we've had in the Gemara all along. The Pasuk says, the Chol Chataisam, or Mikol Chatoseichem, as we explained from Rabbeinu Gershom, V'loi L'chol Tumaisam. This is an inyan of Tumah, and on that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. She still has to bring the Minchas Kanois after Yom Kippur. The Masoreis HaShas tells us that we are goyris the words in parentheses, but we flip them. Abaya Amar, Abaya is coming to give another teretz on the question of Saita Boil Makir Boy. We don't know, but it's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu alone who knows, because the one who had relations with her knows whether she committed the Avera or not, and the Mele Yom Kippur is not Mechaber. Rava Amar, Rava gives a third teretz, Saita Kimasya, when a Saita brings the Mincha, Levar Oven Kastya, the purpose is to establish innocence or guilt. It's to establish whether she committed an Avera or not. That is found out through the Saita process. So since it's not for Kapora, it's for Levarer Avoin, the nail on that, even if she experiences Yom Kippur cannot be Mechaper her, cannot absolve her from her responsibility to bring the Minchas Kanois. Continues the Gemara with the fifth and final question. Elamiyata, if you say that Yom Kippur is Mechaper for a Suffolk Avera, Egla Aruva, She'avar le'yom kippurim, he shouldn't have to bring, the klal should not have to bring the Egla Aruva. The Egla Aruva was brought when a mace was found between two cities, and it's not clear who killed this mace mitzvah, and the community has to go through. The one that's closest to the Egla, to the mace, has to go through a kapora by decapitating the calf. So the Gemara is asking, the Egla Rufa is a Kapor process. If Yom Kippur goes through, if they experience Yom Kippur, let them be absolved from the Kapor of Egla Rufa because they have the Kapor of Yom Kippur. And you said that by Oshem Tolui, Yom Kippur absolves them from bringing the Oshem Tolui. And again, it's an Avera that's only known by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one knows who murdered this Mes Mitzvah. Amar Abaya, so Abaya answers, Hayrig Makir, there is someone who knows who killed the Mes Mitzvah. We don't know. But it's not only Hashem who knows, Hayrig, the murderer himself, he is Makir. He knows, he recognizes that he is the murderer, that he killed this person. And therefore, Yom Kippur will not be Mechaper. Rava Amar, Rava says, Amar Kra, the Torah states, Ula Oretz Layuchupur Ledam Sheshavach Ba, that the land will never get a Kapora for the blood that was spilled. This pasuk is really speaking about where someone was killed, and it's known clearly who the murderer is. And the Torah is saying, don't substitute any other punishment for the hereg, for the death penalty that this perpetrator has to receive. The land will never get kapora from the blood that was spilled unless the murderer receives the death sentence. Now, what Rav is doing is he's expanding the pasuk. Just like when we know who the murderer is, we cannot give any other punishment. So too here, where it's a suffix who the murderer was, we have to go through the kapora of Egla Rufa, and we can't get any other kapora. As Rashi says in the top line in the left-hand column, Lord Tzal Yechupar, Ein Lach Shum Kapora Elazu, Egla Rufa la suffix, and Varigas HaHoreg Ala Vaday, when it's a definite who the murderer is, to kill the Horeg, and so too, Egla Rufa on a suffix, and therefore, because of this pasuk, we cannot use Yom Kippur to absolve him, to absolve the community of the process of Egla Rufa. A final teretz is given by Rapapa. Rapapa Amar, Amar Kra, the pasuk states in Dvorim Perichof Alf Pasuk Ches concerning the Egla Rufa, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael. And then the pasuk continues, Asher padisa Hashem, which you Hashem have redeemed. Va'altitein damnaki bekerv amcha Yisrael v'nechaper lahem hadam. So this is the language that is said during the Egla Rufa process. But we have two words there, as Rashi tells us. The words Asher Pradisa are extra. Why? It could have said, forgive your nation Yisrael through the Egla Rufa process. Why the extra word Asher Pradisa, which you redeemed? Therefore, we darshan, says our Papa, Re'uya Kapora Zusha, Techapra al Yoitzim Mitzrayim. This Kapora is effective not only for the present generation, but going back to those who left Mitzrayim. It's apropos that we're learning this during the days of Pesach in the year Tavshinayin Beis. So the Gemara here, as it often does, relates the Daf Yomi to the Moed that we're experiencing. We're experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim. Re'uya Kapora Zusha Techaper al Yetz Mitzrayim. Not only for the generation that had the Egla Rufa, but Asher Padisa. It goes back many generations. If there was a mace there, which is where it was a suffix who the murderer is, and that generation of Yetz Mitzrayim many generations ago needed the Egla Rufa, and for some reason they didn't bring the Egla Rufa, the Egla Rufa that we're bringing now is Mechaper for them, even though they're dead. But if they needed that kapor of the Egla Rufa, what we're doing now will help for generations back, even to Asher Padisa, to the generation of the Yetzim Mitzrayim, who were redeemed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there were many Yom HaKippurim that went through, that Klal Yisrael went through, and yet we see that they still needed the kapora of the Egla Rufa that we, the living, can now give for the previous generations that died. But you see that Yom Kippur doesn't absolve one of the chiv of Egla Rufa. But what's interesting from this pasuk, we see that living people can be mezaka dead people. And from this, the Sefer Chassidim and Siman Kufayin tells us that this is the makor, that living people are mezaka those who have perished through davening and through giving tzedakah. And so the Beis Yosef brings, based on this pasuk, the minig of Yiskor, where Yisomim say the Yiskor tfilos for their parents or relatives who are deceased. And so too, what we find in the Gemara in Kedushin, on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, that a son should say in the 12 months during the year following the death of his father, the words Hareini Kaporas Mishkavai, I am the atonement, I am the Kapora for my father. The minig to say that all comes based on this pasuk, the way the Gemara darshaned it, that the living can be mezakeh those who have already perished.
Ask the Gemara, Hashta the Amra. Now that you're saying, Chetchein Makaboel Amokim, Yom Kippur Mechaper, that an Aveira that only Hashem realizes that he did an Aveira. Yom Kippur is Mechaper, and that's why he doesn't have to bring an Ashram Tali after Yom Kippur. Emo, let us say, Ki Misiyad Le Bosser Yom Kippur, Nami Le Maisi Chattas, even by a Chattas Vadai. But during Yom Kippur, he was not aware that he was Chayav Chattas. It was only after Yom Kippur that he became aware that he's Vadei Chayav HaChatas. So since during Yom HaKippurim he was not 100% aware that he was Chayav HaChatas, according to the logic that we have been following in this whole Amud, Yom Kippur should be Mechaper, and he shouldn't have to bring a Chatas after Yom HaKippurim. Amar Rab Zira, Leimotzes Amrat. That you cannot say. Why? Dichsiv Kra, because the pasuk says yidiya gabi chatas v'gabi nasi v'gabi tzibur. We find by the three examples that the Torah gives for bringing a korban chatas, by each one it says that we need to have yidiya. Concerning chatas, this means an individual has to bring a chatas. This is in Vayikra Dalet Pasuk Chav Ches. The Pasuk says, Oy hoide lov chatosoi. His avera became known to him. Concerning the Nasi, in Vayikra Dalet Pasuk Chav Gimel, it likewise says, Oy hoide lov chatosoi. And concerning a tzibur, which means when Roiv of the tzibur followed an erroneous psak of the Sanhedrin and did an avera b'shoge, there too in Vayikra Perik Dalet Pasuk Yudalet, it says, V'noido hachat. That the chet became known. And since it said yediya by all three, and l'chayra, we don't have to repeat it by all three, it could have said it by one, and I would learn the other two from that one. Since the Torah put in an extra yediya by Nasi and Sibur, from that we will learn out that if a person is aware that he did a chet, he's chayav a chatas, even if he went through a Yom Kippur, and at that time, during Yom Kippur, he did not yet know that he was vadi chayav a chatas. Because we have an extra limit from an extra word of yediyah, therefore we'll learn it out. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara asks on Rav Zira from the following, tzrichi, we need it. And the way the logic is going to be on, for the remainder of this amud is that whenever we need it, that means we don't have a extra limud. And if we don't have an extra limud, then we don't know that Yom Kippur is not mechaper, where he doesn't know during Yom Kippur that he was over on a chatos. He only finds out after Yom Kippur. So if I need all the limudim, I don't have a limud. If I don't need every limud, then I do have a limud, an extra limit to teach me that he has to bring the chatas, even though he experienced a Yom Kippur. So the Gemara is asking, now Tzrichi, we need all of them, and we don't have this limit. And therefore Yom Kippur should exonerate him from bringing a chatas after. Why Tzrichi? Let's see if you're trying to learn it out from one. If it would have said one, we could have learned out the other two. Let's see. Because if Kra Gabi Yochid, if it would have only have said the pasuk of Oyhoi Delov Chatasi by Yochid and not by Nasi and Sibur, Hava Mina, I would have thought, Kulam Yochid Loyasan, you cannot learn out the other two from Yochid. Ikla Mifrach, we could say, Mali Yochid Shek Kol Korboni Nekeva. You know why Yochid has the Kula, that he has to know for sure that he was over a chet in order to bring a chatas, but if he only has a suffix, he doesn't know. He does not have to bring a chatas, which is a kula. You know why he has that kula? Because he has a different kula. Because the yochid, when he brings a chatas, it's always a female goat, a seira, which is a kula. He doesn't have to bring a male goat. So because he has one kula, he has the other kula. But by Nasi and Sibur, where there the korban is a zacher, maybe he has the chumra also that he would be chayav a chatas, even though he doesn't know for sure that he is chayav in a chatas. Even if he has a suffix, maybe he has to bring a chatas. So that's why I need to write yediyah yhoida by all three of them to tell me that there's only a chiyuv chatas if you know. So if I need all of these lamudim, then I don't have an extra limit to teach you that Yom Kippur would be mechaper if during Yom Kippur you weren't aware and you only became aware after Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, let's see a different way. Nichtav gabi nasi, let it say, oy hoide alof chatasi by nasi, v'nesi hanach minasi. We'll learn out yachid and sibur from nasi. So the Gemara says, you can't do that either. Tzricha, I need it. Why? Yachid min nasi loyasi. I can't learn out yachid from nasi. Dekle mifrach. We could ask, mal nasi, shekain ein bishmias koil. Nasi has one kula. It's not chayiv. The korban oil of the yoyrein, which depends on the monetary ability of the perpetrator, how much he has to give, whether he has to give a korban, or he has to give a bird, or he has to give a mincha, that's called the korban of yared. And the aveira is shmias koil. Shmias koil is The Torah tells us if somebody knows an edus about his friend and his friend asks him to give over that testimony in Bezdin, and he lies and he says, I don't know any edus about you, and later he admits that he does know the edus, he has to bring a korban oil of yairit. So that is only by a yachid. But by a nasi, there's a kula, a mishmi is called. Rashi says, because a nasi means a melech, and melech loy made v'loy made noisoy. A melech doesn't give testimony, and we cannot force him to give testimony. So therefore, he could never be chayiv on this korban oil of yairit. And also, it's only a yachid, not a tzibur. Timer be yachid, shekein yeshna b'shmias koil. So a nasi doesn't have shmias koil. He has a kula, whereas a yachid has the chumrah of shmias koil. Therefore, I can't learn out yachid from nasi. V'tzibur be nasi lasi, I also cannot learn out a tzibur from a nasi. Dekel amifrach ma'al nasi shekein b'karboni nekeva. Usually, a nasi brings a zachar. But, as Rashi brings down by avodah zarah, where it says, v'im nefesh achas techto b'shkoga, and we say, any nefesh, whether it's a yachid, whether it's a nasi, whether it's mashiach, meaning a kayin mashuach, a kayin gadol, they always have to bring a seira. So in the case of avodah zarah, even a nasi brings in a keva. So therefore, I cannot learn tzibur from nasi, because nasi has a kula that there is one case where it brings in a keva, and a tzibur never brings in a keva. It always brings a zachar. So that's why I could not learn out tzibur from nasi. So I can't learn out yachid from nasi. I can't learn out tzibur from nasi. So tzricha, I need all the words of Yediya by each one of these three. I don't have an extra limit. So the Gemara says, let me try something else. Nichtav gabi tzibur. Let's say the pasuk by tzibur of Yediya, which is v'noida hachatos, v'nesi yachid v'nasi mina, and we'll learn out yachid and nasi from tzibur. So the Gemara says, no, ikla mifrach, malat tzibur shkein ein chayoven, ella al helim dover im shigas maisa. The only time your chayiv tzibur is chayiv echatas, if they didn't have erbishayi, is only if there was a halama where Sanhedrin forgot that this was an avera. They rendered an erroneous psak, and based on that erroneous psak, roiv of Klal Yisrael sinned. Im shigas maisa, they did the actual act. However, yochin and nasi, it's not dependent on the helim dover of Sanhedrin. So that's why I cannot learn out Yochan and Nasi from Tzibur. So I need the word Hoida both by Tzibur and by Yochid and by Nasi. I don't have anything extra. So my question comes back. Perhaps Yom Kippur should be Mechaper on a person who only finds out that he's Chayiv Echatas after Yom Kippur. During Yom Kippur, since he didn't have that the idea, Yom Kippur should be Mechaper. So the Gemara says, you're right. We cannot learn out two from one of the three, Nasi, Yachid, and Tzibur. But we should be able to learn out one from two. And therefore, we're going to always have one extra. And from that one, which is extra, we'll have a limud that Yom Kippur is not mechaper on a chattas that a person found out about only after Yom Kippur. Because we have an extra limud for this. Now we have to see from which two could we learn out the other one. And this, we will be following the concept of hatzad hashavah shaven, when you have two different halachas which have one common denominator, then we can learn out a third halacha from the tzad hashavah, from the commonality of these two separate halachas. So let's see which one will work. So the Gemara says, Michadi yidi lo yasi. You've shown me that we cannot use yachid alone, or nasi alone, or tzibur alone to learn out the other two. But teisi chadi yidi mitarti, through a tzad hashavah, we'll learn out one from two, and we'll have one yidiya extra for the limud that Yom Kippur will be mechaper. Now let's see which one. Loi nicht of yidiya gabi yachid, let it not say by yachid v'teis min nasi v'tzibur. We'll learn out yachid from nasi v'tzibur. No. Ikla mifrik, we can ask the question. Ma'al nasi v'tzibur shekein einon b'shmias koil. They have a kula that they don't have the aveira of shmias koil. Taimer b'yachid sheyesh b'shmias koil. He has a chumra. And maybe if he has that chumra, he also has the chumra that he'll bring a chattas even if it's a suffix. Even if he doesn't know for sure that he's chayv a chattas, he'll have to bring a chattas. So therefore, I need the yediya that he has to have a vada yediya. And if he doesn't have a vada yediya, he's potter from a chattas, because I will not be able to learn out yachid from nasi and tzibur. Loi nichtav kra yediya gabi tzibber. Let it not say yediya by tzibber, and let me learn out tzibber v'teisim yediya di yach v'nasi. Let me learn out tzibber from yach v'nasi. No. Ikla mifrach ma'ali yach v'nasi shekein yesh bikorba nekeva. A yachid is always a sira for a chattas, and a nasi, as we explained before, by avodah zorah is a nekeva, a sira, whereas a tzibber is always a zachar. Timer b'tzibber she'ein Bekorban Nekeva. They never have a Nekeva. It's always a Zachar. So since they have that Chumra, maybe they don't have the Kula that they have to have a Vada Yediya to be Chayav Achatas. Maybe even on a Suffolk they could be Chayav Achatas. So therefore I need the Yediya written by Tzibber that they have to know Vadai in order to be Chayav Achatas. I can't learn out Tzibber from Yochid and Nasi. But now the Gemara is going to use the final way, and this way works. Lo nichtav gabi Nasi. Let it not say the pasuk of Oyhoide lov chatasi by Nasi. It shouldn't say that I require Yediya. How do I know I need a Yediya by Nasi? For a Chiv Chatas v'teisei mi Yediya, the Yochid Tzibber. If it only would have written it by Yochid Tzibber, I would have been able to learn out Nasi from them. Why? My perch is, what are you going to ask? Im Yishum, and here we're going to use the words that are in the brackets, at least some of the words, e mishum de'einon chayovin elo al helim dover v'shigigas maisa, that's the v'chulu, etc. If you're going to tell me that they have a kula, that they're only chayav with a helim dover of Sanhedrin, without a helim dover of Sanhedrin, if the Reuf Tzibber did a chet b'shoigeg without an erroneous psak of Bezdin of Sanhedrin, they will not be chayav in a chatos. So if you're going to tell me that kula yachid yechiyach, I'll show you that this is only by a tzibber, but it's not by a yachid. Because by Yachid, and instead of the next three words, we're going to use the girsa of the Yachid, the Yeshnai Nami B'Shigas Maisa. A Yachid also, like a Nasi, does not require Helam Dover of Sanhedrin. It's enough Shigigas Maisa, that he did a chet, the Nasi did a chet without Sanhedrin, and the Yachid did a chet without Sanhedrin. So here we have where Yachid and Tzibber don't have the same halacha. If Yochid and Tzibber would share a halacha, which Nasi wouldn't have, then we could always have a kasha that you cannot learn out Nasi from Yochid and Tzibber, because Yochid and Tzibber share something that Nasi doesn't have. But here we see that Nasi and that Yochid and Tzibber do not share something. They have different halachas. Tzibber requires Sanhedrin, and Yochid is like Nasi, it doesn't require Sanhedrin. And if you go with another track, V'im Yishum, the yesh b'chol karban in the keva, and if you're going to say, because a yachid always brings an akeva, but then look at Tzibber. You're right. Nasi, most of the time, brings a zachar. He's not like a yachid that always brings an akeva. The Nasi only brings it by avoid a zara. But then look at Tzibber. Tzibber yechich de'ein b'karban in the keva. A Tzibber never has an akeva. A Tzibber is always a zachar. So if you're going to try to say that yachid and Tzibber have something that Nasi doesn't have, in terms of Korbonai Nekeva, it's not true. A Nasi sometimes is Nekeva by Avodah Zarah, and a Yachid is always Nekeva, whereas Tzibber is Zachar. So you don't have something where Yachid and Tzibber have one Halacha, and Nasi has a different Halacha. Here, Legabi Nekeva, for example, Yachid shares the Halacha with Nasi, that there is sometimes a Nekeva. Concerning Shigigas Maisa, there you have that a Yachid is like a Nasi, that it doesn't require Helam Dover. A Yachid is not like a Tzibber, which requires it. So the bottom line is that you don't have a Halacha, which is shared by the Yachid and the Tzibber, to the exclusion of Nasi. And since you don't have that, you have a perfect case of a tzara shava. The dinim of Yachid are different, the dinim of Tzibber are different, but the tzara shava from them is that they both require Yediyah, as the Gemara continues. Ad The isla on yediyah loy mechayev. They're only mechayev if they have a yediyah. If there's any suffix, they're not chayev achatis. So if so, lomeli the cost of yediyah gami nasi. Why did the Torah have to say I hoyda lov chatosi ba nasi? I could have learned out nasi from Yochanan Tzibur. There is no halacha that Yochanan Tzibur share, which nasi doesn't have, and therefore it's a perfect case of a tzara shava. The different halachas of Yochanan and the different halachas of Tzibur share a tzara shava that both require yediyah. So to nasi, I'll be able to learn from that Sada Shava that you don't need, that you need Yediyah. Why did the Torah have to write Yediyah? Oh, you know why? You may need a fei. If it's not for the Etzem Halacha that a Nasi can't bring a Chatas Besafik, he has to bring a Chatas only if he has a Vada Yediyah. So if I don't need it for that halacha, do asim yachav tzibur, because I learned out from yachav tzibur to know in yilaych of the mesiyad alei baser yom kippurim. The ma'isichad is now. That's what Rav Zeira meant to begin with when he said that we'll have an extra pasuk to learn out that if Yom Kippur goes through and a person during Yom Kippur didn't know that he was vadei chayav achatas, he only found out after Yom Kippur, the din will be that Yom Kippur will not absolve him of that chayav. He will be chayav to bring a chatas after Yom Kippur. Abaye Omar, Abaye disagrees with what we just said. Ida loik siv yediyah gabi nasi, if it would not have written yediyah by nasi, mi yachav tzibur loy asi. We would not be able to learn out nasi from yachav and tzibur. It's not extra for the limud that one has to bring a chatas if he found out after Yom Kippurim. We need nasi. You cannot learn out nasi from Yochanan Tzibur. Why? Mishum deka lemifrach. We can ask, ma'al yachav tzibur shekein ein asuyin lishtanois. Yochanan Tzibur don't change. Taimar, as we turn to the chav avam at beis, benasi shasuyin lishtanois. As Rashi says, if the nasi retired, then he becomes like a regular yachid. He doesn't have a din of a nasi anymore. So therefore, since you have this difference between a nasi and the two lemudim that we're trying to learn out from Yochanan Tzibur, we cannot say it's a tzad shava to teach us nasi. I wouldn't know nasi because nasi is a sui lishtanois, Yochanan Tzibur don't change, and therefore, if this is the way you want to learn it out, there would not be an extra limud for the drasha that we need for chatas after Yom Kippur. Elo Amar Abaye, this is the way we will learn it, where there will be an extra limud for a chatas being brought after Yom Kippur. Mehocha, michti, mitzvos, yalfim yadadi. We find, as Rashi brings down the Gemara in Harist of Chesamid Beis, that by each of these three, nasi, yachid, and sibur, it says the word mitzvos, and we make gzeir shava. For other halachas, we make gzeir shava that the chatas has to be a thing which is zadoinai karis v'chayavin al-shigasai chatas. So the Gemara says, since we use that gzeir shava, even the yalfim yadadi, lamali the kasuf shalosh yadis gabi yachid v'gabi nasi v'gabi tzibur. So if so, why did I need the word yediya by yachid and by nasi and by tzibur? I could have learned it out through the gzeir shava. Imein in yiligufei and doha gamri len mitzvahs. You don't need it for the fact that you only bring a chatas on a yediya vadai, because that I would know from the gzeir shava of mitzvahs. To know inyan heichad misyadalei basri yom kippurim, so I have an extra drasha, and that I could use for our limud, that even if a person found out after Yom Kippur that he's chav a chatas, Yom Kippur did not absolve him, and the maisi chatas mechuyif to bring a chatas. That's how Abaye learns this drasha. Now the Gemara says, "Emol, let us say, ki misyadalei baser yom kippurim, hu demaisei chatas." There's a difference of chayra, a yediyah after Yom Kippur, and a yediyah after an Ashim Tali. If he has a yediyah after Yom Kippur, you had a drasha that he's mechuyev to bring a chatas. Why? Mishum de Yom Kippurim. Lav al hadein chet kasi, as Rashi says, loy al hadein lechudei kasi. Yom Kippur is not focusing on this chet alone. It's focusing on all his chatam. So therefore, if after Yom Kippur he found out that he was chayav a chatas, he has to bring a chatas. Av al Ashim Tali. Da al hadein chet kasi. Hashem Tali is coming on this very chet, and only on this chet. Aim, I would say, Hachinami, the mechaper, that the Hashem Tali should be mechaper him, as opposed to Yom Kippurim. The chimisiyad lebasut komasi Hashem Tali loy maisichadis. That perhaps after he brings the Hashem Tali, and then he finds out that it wasn't the suffix, that really he was vade chayvachadis, the din of Hashem Tali should not be like Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, by Avadi Chatas, he has to bring a Chatas. But by Hashem Tali, which was focusing on this very chet, and he brought the Yoshim Toli. So even if he finds out after the Yoshim Toli that he's Savari Chai V'chattis, maybe the Yoshim Toli is Mechaper on him, and he doesn't have to bring a Chattis. Amar Rava, no, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says concerning Chattis, Oy, Hoidei Lov, Chattasai, his chet became known to him, Mikol Makim. Any way that it happened, even if it happened after bringing an Ashim Tali, he's still chayv in a chattas. Then the Gemara says suggests something else. Hashda the Amar Kimisiyada Le Maisi Chattas. Now that you're telling me that when a person finds out after bringing an Ashim Tali, that he's vadi chayv a chattas, he's mechuyev to bring the chattas. So Ashim Tali lama ba, what is it coming for? What's the purpose of the Ashim Tali? You see, if it would be a permanent forgiveness for his chet that he wouldn't have to bring the chattas, then I understand the purpose of the Ashim Tali. But if anyway he's going to later have to bring a chattas, what do I need the Ashim Tali to begin with? When he finds out that he's chayv a chattas, let him bring it. Until then, let him bring nothing. Amrav zeira she'im meis meis bloy oven, because in case he dies before he has the chance to bring the korban chattas, by bringing the Ashim Tali, he died with on a vera. Masla Rava. Rava asked on this mace. If he died, Misa Mareka, so the Misa alone. The death process itself purifies him from the Avera. What does he need to bring the Ashim Tali? Elama Rava, Lahagan Alavman Ayusurim. The purpose of an Ashim Tali is that until he finds out that he did the Chet Bivadois, he shouldn't get any Yisurim. If he brings the Ashim Tali, that protects him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing on him any Yisurim. And now the Gemara goes back to the end of the Mishnah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah was discussing a Chatas Oif HaBo Al HaSafik. If a woman had a Safik, whether what she gave birth to was considered a proper Leda or not, if it's a Leda, then she's Chayav a Korban. If it's not a Leda, then she's not Chayav a Korban. So she brings a Chata Soif that can come on a Suffolk. And ain't a Chanami. If, in fact, she was Chayav in the Korban, this would serve as the Korban. And if not, then this very Oif is Chulin. The Mishnah concludes by saying that im ishanimlika noida to cover. If after the malika of the oif it was found out, and Rashi, we have Rashi here, which really the Masoras Hashas tells us goes on our Mishnah, where Rashi says she found out shaloyolda. She found out that she didn't give birth. So the Mishnah says the halach is to cover that you have to bury this bird. Now, the Gemara assumes that what Rav is going to say now is going back on our Mishnah, and that Rav was learning our Mishnah, not Noida, like Rashi says, that she didn't give birth, but for Kered Noida, it was found out after the Malika that she did give birth. Amar Rav Akiper, that if she found out after the Malika that she gave birth, then that bird that she brought with the Malika, that itself was a kapora for her. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, am I to cover? So why do we have the next halach of the Mishnah that it gets buried? Why isn't the oif eaten by the Kohanim as a regular korban? Answers the Gemara, since this was brought on a suffix and it wasn't to be eaten, because in case it's chulin, the malika would make it a nevela, because malika is only a shchita of kachim, and by chulin it makes the oif a nevela, so you're not allowed to eat it. Therefore, Rashi explains that the kohanim had hesach hadas; they didn't concentrate that it shouldn't become tamei, and were worried that it became tamei. Lefi she'ina mishtameres, it was not watched for tumah. And therefore, it has to be buried and it's not eaten. Ask the Gemara, Emel Mishtamers, when wasn't it watched? Imikor, if at the beginning before the Malika, Chayav, it was living, and then Rashi says, Balachayim don't become Tomei. Ela B'soif, after the Malika, Kamantur law, because Kahanim's Rizim Haim, and even if the Oif is not going to be eaten, they're going to watch that it doesn't become Tomei. Ela says the Gemara, Rav is not going on our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is speaking about Benoida law de lo yolda, as we brought from Rashi on our Mishnah, who learned that's the case. She found out after Malika that she did not give birth. If she didn't give birth, then it comes out it was Vaday Achulin. So why can't she have a no? Why does it have to be buried? Ubedinu demuteres no. Might to cover mid Rabbanan. It's only buried mid Rabbanan. Rashi says it's not going to be Asr because of Chulin Bazara, because that din Minatayra, the Chulin Bazara, is Asr Bano, is only on Shechita. But here it's Malika, the Tayra din Asr. So therefore, why should it be Asr Bano? It should be Mutter Bano. The only thing is, is the Rabbanim made gzeira because Shema Yomru Nen and Michata Soif Safik, that people will know that this was a Chata Soif on a Safik. They'll see that we're having Hanor from it. They'll think that every Chata Soif you can have Hanor from, and you're not allowed to have Hanor from Chata Soif that comes on a Safik. So therefore, Mid Rabbanim, it's Asr Banor, even though now it was discovered that she was Loyoda and it's Chulin, the Rabbanim said, Afa became bury it and do not have any Hanor from it. The Chiyat Mor de Rav, where did Rav say his din of the Chiper? Says the Bach, Aha Itmor. On this, he said it, on a Mishnah, this not. Alo Isha Shevi'e Chata Soif Besafik. Im Atchalay Nimlika Noidul Ashigal Devadi. If before the Malika she found out she gave birth to a Vadai child, Tasa Vadai, she should turn that Safik Oif into a Vadai, that Safik Chatas into a Vadai. Shemi Min Shevi'e Aloy Hoida, Mevi'e Al Hoida, the same Torah Ben Yoina that she brings for not knowing, for having a suffix whether she had given birth to a child, to something called a Leda. This, now that she finds out that it was considered a Leda, so Mevi'a al-Hoida, when she knows, she can bring the same Torah Ben Yoin and transform it from suffix to Vada. If she did the Malika, and after the Malika she found that she had given birth, that it was considered a viable Leda, Amar Rav, Mazedoma, she sprinkles, the Kohen sprinkles the blood on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, Umoitz Adam, he squeezes out the blood, as Rashi here gives the Pasuk in Vayikra, hey, Vehizo Midam Achatz Al-Kira Mizbeach, Vahanish Badam Yimtza, he should squeeze out. So Rashi says the definition of Hazor is he holds the head of the bird, and he waves it up and down, and the blood spritzes out and it goes on the bottom of the Mizbech. And Mitzui is he brings that place where the Malika took place, which he had done with on the back of the neck of the bird with his thumb, the nail of his thumb, and he squeezes that spot out on the kir of the Mizbech, the wall of the Mizbech. And the Gemara continues, Vikipra. By doing that, she now receives Kapora. And the Shita puts in the Vav, Umuteres Bachilosh. She is now permitted to eat the oif. It's mutter to be eaten. This is the Shita of Rav. However, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, even though she receives Kapora, because it now is considered a oif, which is a kapora for her vadai leda, asura bachila. The Rabbanim made a gzeira that she cannot, it cannot be eaten. Why? Gzeira shema yoimru, chatos oif abal asafik necheles. People will say, oh, they knew that this was originally brought for a safik. And they'll say, oh, every bird that's brought on a suffix can be eaten, and because of that, the Rabbanan said, it's Asr Bachila. Tani Levi Kavasei to Rav. Levi brought a raya from a brisa like Rav that it's Mutter Bachila. So we have a machloikis here between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, whether this bird, which we found out after the Malika that she gave birth, whether it's Mutter Bachila or not, even though everybody agrees it made a kapara for her, but the question is, can it be eaten? So Levi found a brice like Rav that it could be eaten. Chata soif abal asafik. Imishanim lekanoida sheyolda vade. If after the Malika was found out she had given birth to a definite fetus, a leida, mazedama moitzedama vechipra, umuteres bachila, just as Rav had said, that you sprinkle the blood, you squeeze out the blood, and it's a kapara and it's mutter bachila. But Tani Kavasei to Rabbi Yochanan, we found a brice like Rabbi Yochanan. If before the Malika was found out, like our Mishnah, that she definitely did not give birth, and it goes out lecholin, or her chavrta who needs a bird for a vareleide, she can sell her chulin bird, her bird that was now discovered to be chulin because she definitely did not give birth, so she can now sell it to her chavrta who needs a bird for her leide. If before the Malika, it was found out that she gave birth to a viable child, to a viable leide, tase vadai, she should change her suffix oif chattas into a vadai, shami min shemevi'a aloi haida mevi'a al haida. The same Torah ben yoina that she uses when she has a suffix, she uses now when she knows vadai that she gave birth. But what happens? If after the Malika she found out that she had given birth to a vadai leida, asura afilu banah, It's usher even bano. It's usher bachila. This is the raya to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that we make exera that people shouldn't say every oifa bala sofik is mutter bachila, so it's usher bachila. And once you say it's usher bachila, then it becomes usher afilo bano. Because you can't eat it when it's in a state of sofik. And here we're treating after we find out that it's vadai that she gave birth, and therefore it's no longer a suffix. It's a vadai, but we're treating it in the same status as it was until we found out. Because of the gzera that people shouldn't say that a suffix chata sa'if could be always eaten, we treat it like a suffix. And in the status of suffix, you're not allowed to eat it because maybe it's chulin and the malika makes it into a nevela, and maybe it's kaidish, and therefore the only anah you're allowed to have from it is eating, which you can't do because maybe it's chulin, and therefore you can't have any other anah from it, because in case it's hegdish, you can't give it to klovim, as Rashi says, that anah you're not allowed to have. So once we say it's asur bachila, it also becomes asur banah. The question is, but now I know that Chivari was chayiv in a chatos because she gave birth to a viable leda. The answer is shal ha-safik bo mitchilasa, because what it started out was a korban on a safik. So therefore, even though now we know that she was chayv vadai, because of the gzeira, we still treat it in the status of safik. Kipra sveika of a holchala. It continues in the same path as a suffix, and although she gets kapara for her viable leda, but yet we treat it as a suffix, and therefore exera, because of suffix oif, that people shouldn't think you're allowed to eat it, you're also not allowed to eat this one, and once you're not allowed to eat it, you're neither are you allowed to have a na, and therefore this brisa is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan against Rav. The other brisa was a raya to Rav that it was mutter bachila. This remains a machloikas.